no more than they deserve, really, when you think about the possession and territory they have. Unfortunately, they rushed the final conversion, obviously wanting to try and get another score, but it was missed. And that would have actually made it 26-19 and given them a losing bonus point. As it turned out now, the 26-17 result gives Malahide five points because they got four tries. And unfortunately, Oma come away with nothing from that game when they could have had that losing bonus point. But I suppose they were keen to try and trying to even draw the game at that particular stage. But it certainly was a tremendous second half from Oma, and they really looked a much fitter side. And in the 20 minutes, as I said, the last quarter, after Malahide had taken quite a convincing 26-5 lead, they came back so strongly. In the first half, it was the Dubliners who had the first score after 15 minutes when Marcus McAllister, their winger, finished off a back movement diving over in the corner. Oma then replied 5 minutes later when their forwards drove very strongly, and it was hooker Richard Hempel who got the touchdown to level it 5-5. Malahide then, about 4 minutes later, had their second score when their centre Mark Hood cut through near the post to dive over, and Conal Keane converted. That was 12-5. Oma had an opportunity just before the break when they forced a 5-meter line-out. They looked as if they were driving over, but unfortunately they lost possession and the scrum went to Malahide, who cleared their lines, and that left it 12 points to 5 to Malahide at half-time. The Malahide team then extended on 47 minutes. When they were given a penalty 10 metres out, the scrum half, quick thinking, took the ball, fed his forwards who pick and drove about 3 or 4 times, and eventually the ball was recycled left, and Keane, who had mentioned had played a lot of senior rugby with Skerries, stepped back inside the cover to dive over the post, converting, making it 19 points to 5. And then at 55 minutes, Oma then had their fourth try. Rather fortuitous, I suppose, at the same time it was, you'd have to say, it was well taken. Oma at this stage were beginning to get possession and territory. They were attacking just outside the Malahide 22. Unfortunately, a pass was dropped, and McAllister, who scored a first try, hacked the ball, I'm sure, a good 35 metres. He then was in chase along with two of the old boys. He got his boot to it again, and the ball managed to keep straight. And eventually the third one took him over the line, and he dived on the ball. And Keane converted. That made it 26-5. And that was really a real blow to him at that stage at 19-5. 26-5, you'd have thought that the young team would have laid down. But no, back they came. And they were certainly rewarded. They had two or three opportunities in the 22. But the Malahide defence was very, very strong. But eventually, in 80 minutes, after consistent picking and driving, the ball went left, and big second row Jamie Sproul used a 6'6" to stretch over the line, and Neil Mellon converted, making it 26-12. And back they came again, and again from a similar sort of picking and driving near the Malahide line. It was wing forward Mervyn Elder who got over. As I said, unfortunately, the conversion was missed, which meant that they didn't get that losing bonus point. But certainly they'll be very delighted with this. There was two or three of the second players for Oma today, but certainly everyone acquitted well, and they definitely finished the stronger side. And speaking to a couple of the Malahide people on the way out there, they're just glad that Oma didn't start playing from with half an hour out. But having said that, Malahide now have the 5 points, and certainly they will go into next week's game with Ballina full of confidence. No, in fact, it's Clonmel they will meet next week, because Oma travelled to Ballina next week, and then the final round of games is 3 weeks today. But certainly from Oma's point of view, they will be delighted with that resurgent in that second half, and certainly Malahide will go home tonight happy with the 5 points, but knowing that no game is won until the final whistle, and certainly that's what the Oma players did today. So a final score in the first round robin games in the All-Ireland playoff here at Mellon Park was Oma 17, Malahide 26.